Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Alex Dinkla. And Alex, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us. We are looking forward to this Memorial Day, and looks to be some decent weather.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so, yeah, let's just jump into that. So with Memorial Day, you know, what is the main message that, you know, State Patrol, you guys are really wanting to push for this holiday?
Well, first and foremost, this is a holiday where, you know, we look at, it's really kicking off kind of that spring, summertime where kids are getting out of college. Families are looking to take that first maybe summer vacation. So this is a very busy holiday weekend, and we want to make sure that first and foremost, when people are getting out and about, that they are all staying safe and being responsible.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And when you think about peak travel times, obviously I'm sure Saturday was a big one, but when people coming back today, just reiterate some safety things to think about.
One of the things with Memorial Day that we look at is this kicks off what nationally what we call the 100 deadliest days of summer. And that is between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Typically for teen drivers, that is the 100 deadliest days of the year. And so we can't stress enough the dangers that people face if they choose to act irresponsible in their vehicle. And that we also want everybody to make sure that they're being a defensive driver, being attentive, and looking for anything that could cause your vehicle to crash.
Absolutely. Again, we are speaking here with the Iowa State Patrol Sergeant, Alex Dinkla. And Alex, what about, I'm seeing, you know, maybe some possibility of rain in the forecast. Do you see weather at all kind of playing a factor when it comes to driving this weekend?
You know, it will a little bit. We want to make sure that people are aware that those roadways, if they choose to drive at high speed, hydroplaning is an issue that could happen with that, with their vehicle. But we want to make sure that we stress people need to make sure they're wearing that seatbelt. You never know when a crash is going to happen or could happen. These things happen rather fast. And we look at last year, and 44% of Iowa traffic fatalities, simply put, people didn't buckle their seatbelt. That is a driver error. That's a passenger error. Make sure to buckle that seatbelt. And even when you're in the back seat, last year, 67% of fatalities occurred from people in the back seat that didn't have their seatbelt on. And so that's a really high number. So make sure that people are buckling that seatbelt.
And speaking of that, I know when I talk to the Dallas County Sheriff or even here in Perry, the police chief, things that kind of get brought up, and I know you can kind of reiterate this, is in addition to buckling up, also, you know, when it comes to setting up navigation instructions or getting your music playlist, if you're texting someone that you're on the way, all that stuff, just, I guess, remind our audience about doing those things before you start driving. I know sometimes, you know, people just get going and then it's like, oh, well, I need to bring up the directions of this, or, hey, I want to change the song to this. Talk about, you know, getting all that stuff set so you can keep your eyes on the road when it's time to drive.
Yeah, you know, it's great that you bring this up. We already do have some texting and distracted driving laws that are already on our books now. But as we move forward, people ought to start taking notice of what the new law is going to be starting July 1st. And that is, Iowa recently passed the hands-free legislation bill. And so what does that mean? Practice right now getting that hand out of that phone out of your hand. If that phone is going to be in your hand, you're going to be tempted to want to text, want to search social media. We need to make sure that we are properly educating everybody and everybody's getting aware of those new laws, because the legislature deemed this as a real issue that is causing and leading to many crashes around our state that are unavoidable. And so when we talk about buckling that seatbelt, we also want to talk about put the phone down. Get that phone out of your hand. Send that text before you start your drive that you're going to be, you know, hey, I'm on my way, but send it, you know, at a safe location. Start that navigation before you start your trip, not during your trip. And there's a reason that most newer cars, anyways, if they have a built-in GPS, mm-hmm. you can't activate those things while you're driving. Those manufacturers have already understood the dangers of that. So your phone should be the same way. Set that navigation before you start your trip and make sure that you're being a responsible driver.
Again, we are speaking here with the Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Alex Dinkla. And Alex, as we finish up here, you know, you talk about obviously Memorial Day being the kickoff to summer, and with that. Obviously, some people like to drink, and I know you've touched on this, you know, plenty of times, but it always can be heard more just about not getting behind the wheel, even if someone assumes that they are good and they're good enough to drive, just the importance of having a designated driver and getting all that set up. And like I said, just not thinking, oh, I'm fine to get home.
You know, we often refer to a good little theme here is buzz driving is no different than drunk driving. So if you've had some alcohol to drink, you've gone to a party, you've gone to a family gathering, had some stuff to drink, don't drive. Be responsible. There's enough other sober drivers around. There's enough rideshare programs. Get that sober driver. Get home safely. We don't want you to be involved in a crash. We don't want someone else, that an innocent motorist, to be involved in a crash. And this weekend, we do have a program going on that's partnered with our Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and many other law enforcement are going to be out in extra patrols this weekend supporting the Click It, Don't Risk It program. And that is an event that they're championing this weekend. And so we want to make sure that all motorists drive safe, drive sober, put the phone down, and buckle your seatbelt.
Absolutely. Again, we've been speaking here with Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Alex Dinkla going over Memorial Day initiative. And Alex, really appreciate you going over all of that. And yeah, I hope you and your family have a safe Memorial Day holiday.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. It's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.